Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I believe in my Mormon faith, and I endeavor to live by it.
That was Mitt Romney last hour in the much-anticipated speech on his faith. In this lengthy campaign season, the candidate's key weaknesses have already been offered up. Hillary's an opportunist, Barack's inexperienced, Rudy has a checkered personal past, and Mitt Romney suffers from Mormonism. Time magazine political reporter Mark Halperin joins us to break down Romney's speech and see if he had a JFK moment. Hello, Matt. Welcome to WNYC.
Great to be here.
I'm sorry, Mark. I called you Matt.
That's right. That's one of my nicknames.
Oh, very good. So then when I go back to it, you won't mind too much.
Exactly.
So what did Romney accomplish in this speech?
Well, you know, I'm part of our instant analysis culture, but I think in the most basic way, it's too soon to say. What probably matters more than what I thought watching it or what the national pundits think is what people, particularly in Iowa, evangelicals and other religious conservatives who have some trepidations about Mormon people of the Mormon faith, what they think about it. And most of them were probably too busy during the day to watch it themselves. They'll learn about it from news coverage and from what people say about it. I think what he accomplished most fundamentally, though, and this will be true probably for anyone who's interested in what he said, is he confronted these issues rather in an organized way, in a well-presented way, rather than letting the swirl around him deal with these issues. Separation of church and state, what it means to be a Mormon, and what role faith plays in his life and would play as president. Those were the big things he touched on, and from a mechanical point of view, I thought he touched on them all pretty well.
All right, we're going to play some clips and get you to react and analyze to the extent that you can. Here's Romney on the moral bond that binds all religions.
It's important to recognize that while differences in theology exist between the churches in America, we share a common creed of moral convictions. And where the affairs of our nation are concerned, it's usually a sound rule to focus on the latter, on the great moral principles that urge us all on a common course. Whether it was the cause of abolition, or civil rights, or the right to life itself, no movement of conscience can succeed in America that cannot speak to the convictions of religious people.
So is that an appeal, it seems, to evangelical voters?
It is. It's trying to suggest most basically that he's a man of faith and that his faith is not so different from theirs that they should be troubled by the doctrinal differences. He said at one point that he accepts Christ as his personal savior and that really did not get into details. He has said most of what he said today in the past. Again, what he did today was say it all in one place, in one organized way, in one high-profile way. And again, the main audience is not people who care about the separation of church and state. That's a concern that others have about Mormonism. What he was saying is, my faith does inform what I do. Religion should be part of our public life. And my religion is not so fundamentally different from yours, if you're an evangelical Christian, that you should be bothered by the doctrinal differences.
All right, listeners, we can take some of your calls on this. Have you heard the speech? What was your reaction to it? Do you think it's important to find or determine what someone's faith is in terms of how you support them or may support them as a candidate? The number here is 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. Mark Halperin is the Time Magazine political reporter. He's joining us now. We're taking some clips from Mitt Romney and having him react to some of them. Let's go to another clip, Mark. Here's Romney talking about embracing his faith.
I believe in my Mormon faith, and I endeavor to live by it. My faith is the faith of my fathers. I will be true to them and to my beliefs. Some believe that such a confession of my faith will sink my candidacy. If they're right, so be it. But I think they underestimate the American people. Americans do not respect believers of convenience. Americans tire of those who would jettison their beliefs, even to gain the world.
For so long, Romney seemed to be, if not running away from the question, at least dancing around it. Was it risky for him to make this speech?
There was some risk involved, but I think, as always in politics, when you take risk, you do it because you think the greater risk is doing nothing at all. this is a guy who has succeeded in his life when he's been active, when he's taken on challenges and addressed them, rather than sitting back passively. I thought for a while that he would give this speech for one simple reason. If he didn't give it and he lost, I think he'd always wonder, would things have been different had he given the speech? Because the deep suspicion that political professionals have is that there'll be some people who won't admit to pollsters they won't vote for him, but they won't vote for him because of his faith. He's taken it on. I thought the speech was certainly well done by most standards. It wasn't a disaster. Will it work? No way to know. Was it the right move? I think it was, because, again, he's addressed something, an elephant in the room, rather than just letting the elephant tromp around and perhaps squash him when the voters voted.
Right, and in a way, by dealing with it, he's dealt with it.
He's dealt with it. Has he dealt with it perfectly? No. Will every pundit celebrate the performance? I don't think so, although most so far that I've seen have. But again, the fundamental question is, particularly now that he's being heavily challenged by Mike Huckabee in Iowa in particular, will this message that he delivered today, a complicated one, a somewhat in places a sophisticated and learned one, a personal one, will that message get through to voters who otherwise would not vote for him and allay their reservations? I just can't say, but I think it certainly offers that possibility, and I think without the speech, he was in some peril that the mysteries of his religion, the distrust that some have it, would really do him in.
All right, David Cruz for Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Time Magazine political reporter Mark Halperin is joining us. We can take your calls at 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. Derek is in Manhattan. Derek, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for taking my call. I find it remarkable that no one's pinning Governor Romney to the wall for the fact that the Mormon Church believed up until 10 years ago, actually believes, that black people are evil and are the progeny of Ham, which explains why we're dark and why we're evil, and that black people weren't allowed into the Mormon Church until, I think, about 10 years ago, and to this day, as I speak, are not allowed in the hierarchical leadership of the church. And he started out his speech by saying decisions of conscience. He started out by talking about abolition. I presume he's alluding to the abolition of slavery.
Hmm. So your sense is that you're not impressed with him embracing a religion that marginalizes black people.
Well, you said marginalize. I said defines us as evil.
Right. So it's a question of degree. You're right there. So it doesn't matter to you in terms of whether or not he, quote-unquote, came out as a Mormon, huh?
Well, I'm not sure he came out. I think everyone always knew he was a Mormon. His father was a governor and was a Mormon.
Yeah.
And certain groups of Americans will just ignore certain racist groups and just say, well, that's okay because it's an American ideal. And it's time for America to turn back to turn the clock forward and saying we no longer embrace people who belong to groups that define themselves as racist.
All right, Derek, thanks for your call. Mark, you think you're going to hear a lot of that?
Well, there's two types of people, two groups of Americans who tend to be distrustful of Mormons and a potential Mormon president. One on the right, evangelicals who are concerned that the Mormon religion, some think it's a cult, and Governor Romney was primarily concerned with that group today. If Governor Romney is the nominee, there's a group of people on the left, and not just on the left, who look at the Mormon Church and some of its past positions, bigamy and exclusion of African Americans, and say they are going to have a problem with the Mormon as well. If Governor Romney's the nominee, I suspect he'll have to deal, probably at least one more speech and try to deal with the concerns on the left. Today, though, he was less concerned with that than with those, again, who from the right, from the religious right, have a real distrust of Mormons.
All right, let's hear some more from Mitt Romney. Here he is making a statement on the dangers of secularism in America.
We separate church and state affairs in this country, and for good reason. No religion should dictate to the state, nor should the state interfere with the free practice of religion. But in recent years, the notion of the separation of church and state has been taken by some well beyond its original meaning. They seek to remove from the public domain any acknowledgement of God. Religion is seen as merely a private affair with no place in public life. It's as if they're intent on establishing a new religion in America. The religion of secularism. They are wrong.
That's a pretty strong statement, Mark. Is he looking to carve out some turf for himself here?
Well, that was probably the clip you just played probably illustrates the way the speech was most different from the way people think of John F. Kennedy's speech. While he did at the beginning of that clip talk about the importance of the separation of church and state, a big part of what the speech was about today, and again, a big part aimed at religious conservatives who are not Mormons, was to say he believes that faith and religion should play a big part in the public square. So that is a view that is a balance between the First Amendment and the separation with those like Governor Romney who believe that faith is such an important part of not just one's personal life, but animating our politics. That, again, is meant to reassure people on the right. It will be controversial for some on the left, but as he fights for the Republican nomination, Governor Romney is less concerned with explaining himself to people on the left.
All right, let's hear one more from Mitt Romney.
When I place my hand on the Bible and take the oath of office, that oath becomes my highest promise to God. If I'm fortunate to become your president, I will serve no one religion, no one group, no one cause, and no one interest. A president must serve only the common cause of the people of the United States.
So that we've always, every time we talk about this speech or as we anticipated this speech, it was always we're asking if he had a JFK moment. Did he in this speech, especially as indicated by that, have a JFK moment?
Well, we're at such a different age, and as others have reported, JFK did not just give one speech. He had to revisit the issue several times. I think in the context of Governor Romney's situation, in the context of the times in which we live, without having run into any Iowans here at the Reagan National Airport in Washington, I would say it's possible. I think he did, and to use the cliched language, he did what he had to do. He gave the speech he needed to give to have the possibility that as this plays out over the next few days and over the next month, that he had his JFK moment sufficiently to overcome the necessary number of doubts to win this nomination.
So what's the what can we glean from the timing of this?
That he's under threat from Governor Huckabee in Iowa, that those of his advisors who felt it was necessary to give the speech felt that if he didn't give it with a decent interval before the voting, that it would just be too late, too close to the holidays, too close to the actual voting, and that Governor Romney himself, again, as I said before, a man of action, felt that now was the time to act before it was too late, and when it became clear that he was going to be challenged if he didn't give such a speech.
So Huckabee had an opportunity to say whether he thought Romney was a Christian, and he punted. Is this an indication that support among evangelicals is something that Romney really needs to work on? I got about 30 seconds for your answer.
It is, and I think Governor Huckabee is playing a dangerous game, calling himself a Christian leader in his ad in Iowa, not really engaging on these issues in the way he's normally, which is pretty forthright. I think the interaction between them and in the hearts and minds of the voters in Iowa is going to be pretty interesting to watch.
All right, Mark Halperin is Time Magazine political reporter. We've been getting some reaction and some analysis from Mitt Romney's speech this afternoon. Mark, thanks very much for being part of the program.
Thank you.
David Cruz for Brian Lehr. This program was produced by Jim Colgan, Priya George, Lisa Allison, Alan Smith, and Spencer Wiking. Debbie Daughtry is at the audio controls. Nuala McGovern is the executive producer of this program. I'm David Cruz. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again tomorrow.